What's up, party people? It is Kevin Ryder on K-Rock. We have tickets for tonight's Foo Fighters concert this afternoon on K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. What's up, party people? It's Kevin Ryder. On the show today, we have People Are Dumb. We have What's Up With Florida, a drug dealer using a drone to deliver drugs. Decent idea. Poor execution. I have an unbelievable animal story for you today. We have the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature. And we have tickets this afternoon to see the Foo Fighters tonight. Plus more tickets for this. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Still, it's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Tickets for tonight's Foo Fighters show this afternoon, coming up on K-Rock. This is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon, and we've got a crazy story out of Alhambra talking about the police using drones to help them arrest people. It's wild. It's coming up next. After their show last week at the Rose Bowl, I cannot get this song out of my head. It is on permanent repeat. It's Oasis on K-Rock. Driving my wife crazy with Oasis. All over it. Can't believe how many great songs they have that I wasn't aware of. Because they sort of broke up before they made it big in the United States. So they never really made it big in the United States. So kind of all about Oasis. Let's talk about police using drones.
Drone helping bust this alleged shoplifter at a Target in Alhambra today.
I did not know the police were using drones to arrest people.
Police say Gustavo Alvarez hid items in his backpack and would switch his current bag for a stolen one.
I mean, on the surface, it seems like a solid-ish plan.
The store's loss prevention team tried to confront him, but he ran into the parking lot and got away in his vehicle.
He was probably looking in his rearview mirror going, got away with it. No one's going to catch me now.
But his getaway plan didn't take him very far thanks to a police drone.
He was just filling up on gas, thinking that he got away with the whole thing.
They were able to locate him at an Arco gas station on Westmont Drive and Valley Boulevard. That's where he was taken into custody.
I mean, it sounds like I'm on the side of the thief. I'm not. But we have to worry about drones now?
Well, that's simply unacceptable.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, giving you a chance to win four tickets to Universal Studios Halloween nights. Yep, nights. That's coming up at 3 on K-Rock. In about 5 minutes, K-Rock is giving you a chance to win four tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood Horror Nights. Live the horror at Universal Studios Hollywood Halloween Horror Nights. Select nights now to November 2nd. The biggest names in horror will haunt you. Listen all this week for your chance to win. Details at krock.com/rules. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
It's Eileen.
Eileen, you are caller 20.
Oh, my gosh. I have been to Universal Halloween Horror Nights for, I honestly don't know how long.
Well, it's time you went again.
Wait. Yes. I hope I don't pee my pants, though.
You I hope you do. Is that wrong?
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up With Florida.
Even drug dealers need to stick with the times.
The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office says a man, listen to this, was trying to deliver drugs with a drone.
That's a hell of a time saver to not have to drive around and deliver drugs or force people to come to you.
Well, the problem is, didn't make it to the right place.
Seems like a decent plan, except for he's in Florida.
Ended up at the backyard of a home in Lutz. Fox 13's Kylie Jones joins us live outside the Hillsborough County Courthouse with details. Kylie, this new technology is changing things for a lot of people, I guess even these kind of people.
Yeah, you know, you see something new every day, Mark, and that overhead drug delivery, it didn't clear one of the homes in its path.
Yeah, he was carrying drugs with his drone, and he smashed his drone into a house. Crashed it on accident.
And those homeowners certainly didn't authorize that delivery. Ultimately, it was the suspect's creativity that led to him getting busted.
That does seem like a creative way of handling things if you can, you know, fly a drone.
As most people slept around 1 a.m. Tuesday, a late-night delivery was on its way. All of a sudden, one homeowner heard a clatter against the back of their house.
But they live in Florida, so that can't be too strange.
He walks outside to discover a drone had crashed in his backyard. He picks up the drone when he sees that the drone has a brown cloth bag attached to it.
What could be in that brown bag?
The homeowners tell us they opened up the bag, and this is what they found.
Three bags with fentanyl powder and one bag of methamphetamine.
They immediately called the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office.
Narcs.
Before deputies could get there, Sheriff Chad Cronister says the homeowners saw a man outside.
In his backyard with a flashlight looking for the drone.
So he knew which house it crashed into and was trying desperately to find it.
Then the homeowners tell us they heard three separate knocks at the door. Their security footage captured that delivery driver or drone operator looking for the missing package.
In case you didn't see my face so you could identify me, I'm gonna ring your doorbell three times.
Deputies found Jason Brooks waiting outside the house.
So police are now on the scene and he's still there.
Wait, where's this drone at the moment?
It showed me it was in the backyard, but awesome. I tried to knock.
You know we can't just be going in people's backyards trying to look for
sure. I know. That's why I knocked.
I know, officer. That's why I knocked three times.
Another deputy went inside the home to unbox the package.
Oh, names. Oh, okay.
The police did an unboxing video. Cool.
The sheriff says each bag was labeled with his customers' names. On the fourth bag...
Share this. Okay. All right.
Fail! Epic fail.
A human nurse rescues a drunk raccoon.
I'm sorry, what?
Saving its life using CPR.
What the hell? An unbelievable animal story coming up on K-Rock. If you're just tuning in, we have not given away the tickets for Foo Fighters tonight in Santa Ana. Those are coming up on the world famous K-Rock. Everything about this animal story is the weirdest story I've ever heard.
A human nurse rescues a drunk raccoon.
I'm sorry, what?
Saving its life using CPR.
How exactly do you do CPR on a raccoon?
Misty Combs and her coworker spotted this adult raccoon in the parking lot, and they discovered two babies trapped in a nearby distillery's dumpster. So the raccoons were catching a buzz on some fermented peaches.
Okay, so baby raccoons drunk. Check.
Being used to make moonshine. They were like really drunk.
All right, they were really drunk.
Moonshine is potent. Misty got one out, but the other one was unresponsive and submerged in rainwater.
She grabbed him by the tail and laid him down.
Heads up, accent coming.
Everybody that was around was like, it's dead. I mean, it's just not going to make it. And it was not breathing, and it had drowned, and it was full of water. Like, you could feel the water in it.
So this is a nurse, remember, and she thinks... I'm going to bring this raccoon back to life.
So, I mean, immediately I just started doing CPR on it.
This nurse started doing CPR on a baby raccoon that's drunk.
Suddenly, a sign of life.
Come on. Come on, baby. Come on. The entire time I was doing it, I was sort of afraid that it would come to and eat me up.
I mean, I don't think it's going to eat you up.
And, you know, raccoons carry rabies.
I've never had rabies, but from what people talk about, it doesn't seem like a party.
I was afraid of that.
Fish and Wildlife responded. They transported the little guy to get sobered up at the local vet.
Does the vet have a prison in the back where they let drunk animals sleep it off?
When Otis Campbell, named for the infamous Andy Griffith Show character, of course, made his return to the health department, Combs had the honor of reuniting him with his family.
Goodbye, Otis.
I was tickled to death that it was able to join its mom again.
We all have those days where maybe we need a little moonshine, and it's going to happen from time to time. And that's okay, too.
Yeah, that poor little raccoon. I hope it stays out of the dumpster.
All right, so it turned out to be just chest compressions. Imagine if it was mouth-to-mouth. Nope. You had a good run, little fella. Those of you that are checking in for the Foo Fighters tickets right now, I will tell you we're going to do it in a half hour.
These are really hot and spicy. Phone lines are blowing up just from playing a song.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday. What do you got coming up?
All right, three things at four. I'm going to tell you, I know you're going to be shocked by this, but it's a very dumb and dangerous TikTok trend that went horribly wrong. Can you believe it?
No, yeah, I can't. Wow. They usually go well. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day coming up. Megan Holiday joins me every day at this time for three things at four.
K-Rock. KROQ.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Another day, another dumb and dangerous TikTok trend. Here is the story.
That's crazy. I've never seen anything like that.
Dramatic video shows the moment an 18-year-old jumps into the water after authorities say he lit himself on fire.
It looks unreal.
The fire chief says the teenager did all of this for a social media TikTok challenge.
What? The chief said the teen doused himself in gasoline here by this boat launch and then took the path down here to get to the trestle. That's private property. The terrain here is tough to get through for anyone, including first responders.
It's not safe. That's why there's signs that say don't jump off the trestle.
As for the teenager, authorities say he did survive but was rushed to the hospital with second and third degree burns to his back.
Wow!
I know. Doused himself in gasoline. That wasn't hairspray. He fully went for it.
That is crazy.
Absolutely insane. All right, we're going to move on to our second story with just chaos in Southern California as usual. At the scene where a suspect stabbed someone to death, another man was caught on video stealing an ambulance from outside the Downey City Library before authorities, leading authorities on a pursuit. This was on Saturday morning. So the events began with an altercation between two men outside of the library where one man stabbed the other in the neck before the paramedics arrived. Then a third uninvolved man came over to the scene and took the unattended ambulance while the first respondents were treating the stabbing victim. Authorities attempted to chase the stolen ambulance out of the parking lot on foot, but they soon initiated a vehicle pursuit, which ended when the stolen ambulance crashed into a parked vehicle on a residential street. Videos also show that while authorities are arresting the suspect, his pants fall around his ankles.
Of course.
Appearing to leave him nude from the waist down.
Of course.
Police dressed the man and took him into custody. They haven't identified either yet, but they are in custody. I'm just like,
that story has everything.
It's really got it all. I thought you would like that one.
Yep.
And our third story, a dangerous new computer virus called Steelerium is spreading. It takes screenshots and webcam photos if it detects porn or adult content in your browser. It steals passwords, crypto wallets, hijacks access to your messengers and accounts, and then blackmails victims by threatening to leak the evidence everywhere. Cybersecurity researchers report a surge in attacks from May through August 2025, so not too long ago, making this one of the fastest growing cyber crimes this year. Small steps like webcam covers, avoiding shady links, and updating your defenses can save you from a world of pain and embarrassment. So I'm just here to help you. You know what I'm saying?
You do good work.
Thank you. I'm Megan Holiday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Bad Omens is a band that's based in Los Angeles now. They started in Virginia. The name Bad Omens was supposed to originally be a title of a song, and they just decided, why don't we name the band that? I love this because of the mood in this song. It's called Impose, and it's new Bad Omens, the 420 catch of the day.
That is the 420 catch of the day. It's Bad Omens, and the song is called Impose on K-Rock. It is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday.
Hello.
The Foo Fighters are playing tonight.
Woo! The Observatory.
At the Observatory, and we have your tickets coming up just after 4:30, very soon here on K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday.
Hello.
We have tickets for tonight's Foo Fighters show at the Observatory.
Woo!
We would like to ask that if you can't go, don't call.
Yeah.
Because we don't want these tickets to go to waste.
Hell
we want
no.
Somebody who's excited about seeing the Foo Fighters and can actually make the show tonight. And we're going to do a montage. That's how we're going to do it. There's seven songs in about 5 seconds.
It's
and
so crazy.
We find it kind of impossible, but I've done these kind of contests for years and years and years, and people in Southern California can figure them out.
It's true. We did it not long ago, and I was shocked. It was amazing.
I would never win this contest. All right, so there's seven songs in a row. I'm going to play it for you three times. Then we're going to get your phone calls at 800-520-1067. So here's the first time. All right. Seven songs. Name them in order. Here's the second time.
Oh, God.
I'd never get that. One more time. All right. 800-520-1067 is the phone number. Call if you can name all of those songs in order.
Oh, man. I'm just sending you all the good luck. You got this.
Good luck. It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. We have tickets for tonight's show to see Foo Fighters at the Observatory. We will play the montage for each of you one time. And if you get them right, all in order, you'll win the tickets. K-Rock, hello. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Nope. K-Rock, hello. Who's this? It's not working out well. K-Rock, hello.
There we go.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. Did you hear the montage?
I did, but I only heard There Goes My Hero at the end. Okay.
Uh-oh. Well, that's not good enough, but listen, I'll play it for you one time. Here you go.
That's like impossible.
I agree. I agree. K-Rock, hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Foo Fighter tickets.
Yep. Do you know the montage in order?
I do not.
Thank you for calling. K-Rock, hello.
Hello?
Hi there. Did you hear the montage?
I did.
I'll play it for you one time, and then you can guess. Here you go. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. I feel so much pressure right now. Can you play it one more time?
Nope, only once per call.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Give me a guess.
I can't do it.
All right. K-Rock, hello. Hello. Hi there. Did you hear the montage?
I think we have two calls on the air at one time.
How did I do that?
I don't know. I'm impressed.
Thank
I didn't know
you.
That was possible.
I didn't either. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Jose.
Jose, did you hear the montage? I'm going to play it for you one time.
Okay.
And then tell me what the songs are in order. That's impossible.
Does it have to be in order?
Yes, that's the key.
Everlong, Learn to Fly.
Sorry, thank you for trying. K-Rock, hello.
Can I try?
Are you try?
Can I try?
Yeah, you can try. Yeah, let me play it for you one time. You ready?
All right.
Here you go. Nope.
Yes!
No, that's not it. You're right. Here you go. All right, there you go.
Breakout, All My Life, Best of You, Walk.
Sorry, no. sorry. K-Rock, hello.
Hello?
You know what? I'm going to tell you that if somebody gets the first one right, I'll tell you what it is. All right. Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
My name is Jose.
All right, Jose, I'm going to play this for you one time and then give me the songs in order. And I know it's impossible. Trust me. Here we go. Oh!
That's it to
My
you.
Bad. Three, two,
okay, we got Everlong. There goes Hero.
I'm sorry. We take one more?
Yeah, let's take one more.
All right, K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Have you been listening? Do you have guesses?
And I know.
Yeah.
Turn down the radio.
Okay.
All right. Here you go. I'm going to play it for you one time.
All right. Everlong? Times Like These?
No.
Sorry.
I was even better than them. I can't believe this.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Are you ready to guess?
I'm ready to guess.
All right. I'll play it for you one time. Here you go. Unbelievable. All right. Here you go. Everlong is correct.
All My Life.
All My Life is correct.
Learn to Fly.
Ooh. I'm very sorry. Whoa. That is incorrect.
Oh, I thought you had it.
Me too. Sorry about that. 800-520-1067. We will continue the game right after this. We have tickets for Foo Fighters tonight with an impossible game. You have to name this montage with seven songs in a row in order to get it right. K-Rock, hello.
Yes, I do.
All right. Let me play it for you one more time. All right, we have Everlong is number one, All My Life is number two.
Number three, The Pretender. Number four, Walk. Number five, My Hero.
Oh, you're so good.
I know.
You're so good, except for their seven songs.
There's seven?
Seven songs. 800-520-1067. We will play it for each of you, and we'll get you caught up on what has already been established. K-Rock, hello, who's this? Hello?
Giving away Foo Fighters?
Yes. Do you know what songs these are in order?
I think I have a good guess.
All right, let me play it for you one more time. Here you go. So far, people have gotten Everlong, number one, All My Life, number two, The Pretender, number three, and Walk, number four.
Oh, no. Okay, that's the one that I'm not 100% on. So that one is that one Learn to Fly?
It is
nope.
Not.
Oh.
Sorry
ouch.
About that. All right. K-Rock, hello.
Hello?
Hi there. Do you know the songs in order?
I think I do.
All right. I'm going to play it for you once, and then I'm going to tell you what we've already established. Here you go. So we have Everlong, number one. Number two is All My Life. Number three is The Pretender. Number four is Walk. There are three more.
Best of You, Monkey Wrench, and My Hero.
I am sorry.
Dang it.
Incorrect. Sorry. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, there.
Hey there. Do you know the songs in order?
I hope.
I'm going to play it.
This is my second time, and you just played me, and I'm so mad. Okay, Everlong.
Hold
All
on.
My Life,
okay. Right. Go ahead. The Pretender.
The Pretenders. Learn to Walk. Best of You. Times Like These. My Hero.
I am so sorry. That is
so close.
Ouch. All right, I'm going to play it one more time. Then we're going to play a song, and then we'll continue the contest until somebody gets it. We know it's impossible. Neither of us would win this contest, but it is a Foo Fighter montage. It has seven songs in it, and the first four are Everlong, All My Life, The Pretender, and Walk. And here it is one more time. 800-520-1067. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. We have tickets for Foo Fighters tonight.
Woo!
We're running a little late. I'm sorry. This is an impossible contest.
Yeah, this was crazy.
But we do have seven songs, tiny clips from seven songs, and we need those seven songs in order. K-Rock, hello.
Hi there.
Hi there. You have a guess as to what the songs are in order?
Yeah.
Let me play it for you one more time. Here you go. All right, so we know Everlong, we know All My Life, we know The Pretender, and we know Walk.
Yeah, and Times Like These?
Times Like These, yes.
Okay. Let's go Pretender.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That was number three. K-Rock, hello.
Yes, okay. I want to guess.
All right, let me play it for you one time. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Okay.
So we know Everlong, All My Life, The Pretender, Walk, and the last guy got Times Like These. So there's two more.
Okay. So Times Like These, you said, and then Run and Hero.
Sorry. Thank you for trying. K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. You want to guess?
Yes,
All right.
do.
I'll play it for you one time. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so we have Everlong, number one, number two, All My Life, number three, The Pretender, number four, Walk, number five, Times Like These. What are the last two?
Best of You and My Hero.
Nice. You can go tonight.
I can 100% go.
Well, you're going then. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for paying attention and for getting them all correct and winning a contest I never could. All right, so here it is for those of you that were keeping track. Everlong, All My Life, The Pretender, Walk, Times Like These, Best of You was the one everybody was having problems with, and My Hero.
Whew.
And congratulations to her for winning those tickets.
Yes!
For tonight! Congratulations to
Arlene. She's officially going to see the Foos tonight at the Observatory, and I don't know how she completed that.
I don't either, because there's no possible way I would have.
That was nuts.
But somebody always does, and this time it was Arlene.
Yeah!
Congratulations.
Woo!
The wildest animal story I have come across in a long time.
Oh, boy.
I love it so much. I'm so happy that you didn't hear me talking about it earlier because you get to hear it for the first time, and it's nuts.
A human nurse rescues a drunk raccoon.
Already, that's the best start ever. A human nurse rescues a drunk raccoon.
Saving its life using CPR.
CPR on a raccoon. This happened. This is real.
Misty Combs and her coworker spotted this adult raccoon in the parking lot, and they discovered two babies trapped in a nearby distillery's dumpster. So the raccoons were catching a buzz on some fermented peaches. They were, like, really drunk.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so the mom is outside and desperate to get the babies out, and the babies are stuck.
Oh, no.
So that's...
And she's hammered.
Yes, the babies are hammered.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Misty got one out, but the other one was unresponsive and submerged in rainwater.
Okay, so it's unresponsive and submerged in rainwater. So this is what she does.
She grabbed him by the tail and laid him down.
All right, annoying accent warning.
Everybody that was around was like, it's dead. I mean, it's just not going to make it. And it was not breathing.
Can you imagine? She pulled out a raccoon.
It was dead.
I would be looking around for the mom. Oh, like, what's God. The mom doing if I have its baby?
And it had drowned, and it was full of water. Like, you could feel the water in it. So, I mean, immediately, I just started doing CPR on it.
Suddenly, a sign of life.
Come on. Come on, baby.
She's actually doing chest compressions. On the baby raccoon and bringing it back to life.
Wow, but no mouth to mouth, right?
The entire time I was doing it, I was sort of afraid that it would come to and eat me up. And, you know, raccoons carry rabies.
It might eat me up. It's a baby raccoon. I don't think it's going to eat you up, but I would be worried about rabies.
So I was afraid of that.
Fish and Wildlife responded. They transported the little guy to get sobered up at the local vet.
Does the vet have a prison in the back where they let drunk animals sleep it off?
When Otis Campbell, named for the infamous Andy Griffith Show character, of course, made his return to the health department, Combs had the honor of reuniting him with his family.
Goodbye, Otis. I was tickled to death that it was able to join its mom again.
I was tickled to death.
I can't.
Oh, my God.
And yes, it was just chest compressions, and I don't know what would have happened if it needed mouth-to-mouth.
Would have ate her right up.
Would have ate her right up. Would have ate her. Crazy story. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder. I'm out of here. Megan Holliday has you from here on out.
And I've got your 4-pack of tickets to go to Halloween Horror Nights. That is coming up at 6 on K-Rock.